Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie.
I think there's so much more that we're missing that the news doesn't talk about or the media doesn't talk about. And, you know, I love to think about that, you know, the whole realm of the presence of God that, you know, I wish that we could have the latest news on what God is up to, which is probably a little bit what we're doing. And really what we all need to be aware of. And there's a scripture in the book of Matthew. I love Matthew. He's a great writer, and it's the first book that's listed in the New Testament. And in chapter 11, he makes this statement that can be a little bit confusing to this day and age. So let's see what you have to say about it. It's, "For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." Do you see anything that could be a little confusing in that
word? Well, it kind of makes me think about breakfast.
Oh.
You know, how you want your egg yolk, you know, if you want it sunny side up or whatever. And then and then even go to another bizarre level. Many people are familiar with Dairy Queen.
Sure.
Because it's a national brand.
Sure.
A Dairy Queen that is in our town across from a place I used to work actually served a sit-down breakfast. I don't know if they still do this, but it was like you would go in and you would sit down and you would order your breakfast and they would like bring it to you.
I've never had breakfast at Dairy Queen.
Yeah, it was very cool. And I would always say, could I get that sunny side up easy, please? And so that's
where the yolk comes
so
in.
That's what that makes me think of.
You know, and there's a lot of environments that this next generation is not around as much in the farming.
Right.
And I'm not sure how many farmers get to use the yoke, but it really was putting the two animals together, many times the oxen. And it was about the fact that that's how we connect with God, that we're in this relationship. And by being in this relationship that, you know, what God brings to our table is easy to bear. It's a gift. And that this is really, you know, life changes when we reframe how we live with God. And with this in mind, I think that what this word has taught me over and over is this is what can calm me down, that I'm not going to bear life alone, that God will take on the weight of the hard things in my life, and that I need to take the time to kind of reorganize how I'm looking at everything and release what's not mine to have, and know that God is taking care of that. And so I started thinking about how really the space in my life, the more space I make for the presence of God, that's an oasis, a place of rest and just re-energizing and healing, knowing that God has the best for me and for you, and that we do not have to do this alone. And so, you know, when you're at breakfast with your, is it, obviously it's the egg yolk that makes you remember this. You know, I think that it's a great way to start out our day in realizing and really living the whole day that I don't have to bear this alone, that no matter what happens, God is protecting and providing for us. And so I think we should just make a challenge when you're eating your breakfast.
There you go.
And get that egg going.
Yeah.
That it's easy.
That's a great way to remember that. So
who would have ever thought, Joshua?
Yes.
It's the first time I've taught it this way.
You've been listening to Think on This by Table Think. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.